This is NPR's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. Once upon a time, radio stations didn't always sing about themselves, and then they started.
KDNT is the station with the great big smile. You keep up to date as long as you don't move that dial.
A radio station jingle from Texas. That's where Bill Meeks got his start, writing and selling jingles. Bill Meeks died last week in Dallas at the age of 78. He was famous in the radio business around the country. His company, Pam's Productions, made jingle packages for thousands of stations beginning in the early 1950s. Bill Meeks, who had been a radio musician, came up with this idea. Record the background music by itself and have the singers change the call letters for each news station. Jonathan Wolford, a jingle producer in Dallas, explains.
You could drive from L.A. to New York, and every town you got to in between, if you turned on the top 40 radio station in that town, you would hear the same jingles. The lyrics might be different, the tune might be a little changed, but it's essentially the same jingle.
77 WABC.
WABC, which especially in the 60s and early 70s, was actually the most listened to music station in North America, was very influential, was a Pam's flagship station for years. And they had a very unique signature melody, which was actually borrowed from the famous tune, I'll Take Manhattan. They took those notes and sang 77 WABC. And the jingles that were recorded for WABC, they had the exclusive use of in their area. You know, there were a few radio stations during that era that had the corporate ego to not want their jingles used by anybody else, but the vast majority of stations, you know, as long as they had what they liked exclusively in their market, that's all they really cared about.
Speaking about Bill Meeks, there is one particular jingle we're going to play which uses an effect. Explain this effect. It goes way back.
Well, what Bill contributed to the jingle business, aside from essentially founding it as an industry here in Dallas, where it remains, he always was looking for some kind of unusual gimmick or sound or instrument or just something that would grab a blasé listener's ear and make them go, huh, what was that? And he decided to build a series of jingles using a device called a Sonovox.
KFWB, Channel 98.
Bill Meeks died at 78. What do you know what he thought of this industry that he helped create?
Well, you know, I think that while he was doing it, he wasn't really aware of the impact. It wasn't until much later that he realized how many people worldwide had actually heard the work that his company did. And there really is an entire small industry, the radio jingle industry, that exists today because he made it up.
Thank you, Mr. Wolford, for talking with us.
Thank you very much.
Jonathan Wolford, president of JAM Creative Productions in Dallas, talking with us about jingle pioneer Bill Meeks, who died last Wednesday at age 78.